All right, everybody, welcome to the Upper Frederick Township Board of Supervisors Special Meeting, February 22nd, 2024. Let's all stand, pledge for the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any public comments?
Do you want to first announce the executive session?
Oh, yeah, let me say that. I apologize. 216, and also briefly, a little while ago, we had an executive session to discuss personnel matters. Okay. So this will be an adequate.
What do you mean a little while ago?
About 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago.
I wasn't invited to that.
Sure you were. Can put out
a... send an email out.
Much earlier today. Okay. All right. So before we move to public comment, I think we should go over, the timeline on this executive session. You want to talk about what's led up to this meeting and this executive session that we have?
You can talk about it over whatever you want, Sean.
Okay. So just so I have the story straight here, Tracy put in her notice on Friday about 4 o'clock, 90-day notice, right? And then we're trying to schedule an executive session, discuss this. I think, when did we first, you were looking to start, try to schedule a meeting on Monday at 1 o'clock for 2:30. And then we were looking to schedule a meeting. I think then we announced it at 2:30 on Monday that we were going to have a meeting, an executive session at 8:30. Tuesday morning, right? It's a history.
Is that what it says there?
Pretty much what I'm gathering. I'm just asking.
Just for clarification, I think you said the first executive session was 2:16. That was the resignation letter. The meeting was Tuesday, which would have been February 20th.
Okay.
All right. I think some of the other details here is what, Lisa, you're planning on filling in as an interim for township manager?
No.
Is that not what's in these emails?
I don't know what necessarily is in the emails, but it's inconsistent for a supervisor to be the manager. Okay. So it can be the manager or the assistant.
Okay.
Or the interim.
And then zoning hearing board, who was the manager there?
The zoning hearing board, I don't know, has a manager.
Not, who was?
I attended the zoning hearing board and took minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's maybe we should open up the public comments.
Okay, public comments.
You making a comment?
I'm just swapping seats.
Okay.
If you don't want to sit together, I can stand for a little bit. I've been sitting at the computer all day, so I have to have extensions.
My name is Kevin Murray. I'm a resident of the township for close to 50 years. I live on Big Road. Tracy Tackett is an excellent manager for this township, as well as a planner and grant writer. She has a great rapport with the township staff, our professional consultants, various boards, and township residents. I've worked with her on the Park and Rec board with projects for many years when she was our township planner, as well as time here as township manager. During those times, she has shown nothing but professionalism and respectfulness. The township manager position is a tough, thankless one, and the residents deserve to know that she does a great job for us. I don't feel it was very professional of this board, nor did you have the township's best interest in mind by sending her home. I'm sure you'll have a give us a clear, transparent reason for that this evening. We haven't had these kinds of problems in this township previously, and we especially don't need them now. We're starting to implode, and the cause of this needs to end. In my opinion, you should accept her resignation and allow her to finish out her 90-day notice. This will allow Tracy time to get a replacement up to speed. If you hire an interim now and don't bring Tracy back, we'll be paying two salaries and potentially a third when you, if you have a replacement. Some might consider this wasteful spending. Thank you for your time.
Anyone else?
My name is Buck Daniel Reed, 54-year resident of this township. My mom would be here. I brought my father with me. My mom's a 70-year resident of this township. Tracy Tackett is a fine human being. She really is. But there's a new administration here. The township has voted. We have a new administration. Since this has happened, there has been undermining. There's been a lot of trivial things being taken place because there's people that are angry. There's information that the new administration needs to have. It's not being taken, that she's being disrespectful to the administration. The website is inaccurate. I personally, as being part of the Planning Commission, have had people calling me up and telling me that the township looks unprofessional because the meeting minutes are changing, not because they're changing because they're just evolving to a final meeting minute, but because it's posted last minute within the 24-hour period, one thing, and then this administration has it handed to them, and they're two different agendas. That's not good. Also, there's a lot of issues with the doctor. What it sure looks like it's doctored paperwork right online from doing the ethics violations with Billy Trey. I mean, it's clear. It's been photocopied and put back in there. That's, you know, there's a whole slew of evidence. And then also, I've recently discovered that there's a fraudulent website, and maybe there's an explanation for it. UpperFrederick.com and UpperFrederick.org, they're both one and the same, obviously. There's the official township website. There's another one, and maybe there's an honest answer to this, upper-frederick.com. And that one there, when you look at it, it's all fairly the same, but when you go to the little details of it, like where you go to utility bill pay, like where people are going to go pay their water and sewer bill, they go to different things. Like one goes to express pay, the other one goes to whatever it is. What's that all about? Well, I brought that up to the township and asked them, like, what's going on here? Well, since that's been brought up, no answer's been given. But as of this afternoon, conveniently, it's been changed. There is fraud taking place in this township, and it's been happening for a long time. And we need to give this administration a chance. We really do. Nobody's doing that. I'm with them because I care about the citizens. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or an Independent or Republican. We're all members of our Upper Township. And this old guard bully bullshit needs to stop. It really does. That's all I'm going to say.
Perhaps you could tell us what the fraud is that you found. Yeah. What is it?
The old guard.
What is it? Yeah. Tell us what the fraud is.
Yeah. Why don't you share it with us?
Share it with us so we know.
Do you have an hour? I mean, do you have an hour? Because I was, Tracy Tackett shot me down at 3 minutes.
Just give us the cliff notes. That's all.
I gave it to you.
No, the fraud.
Well, then all I can do, I said potential fraud. And nobody's given an answer, and it looks really bad.
We're not going to do this today. We're going to do that another time. Today we're here to discuss and accept the resignation. What's on the agenda here?
So what I'm saying,
we're going to try and keep this to just that subject, okay?
And I'll finish.
Let's talk about everything else another time.
Just there's enough that. There with the undermining of this administration that I don't think it's a good idea to keep her. And that's all I'm going to say.
It's down.
Is it? Okay. Mr. Buckman?
You know, Rick Buckman from the East Road. First, I'd like to second what Kevin had to say. I think he had some good points. In any political elected office, sometimes you have high turnover. And the thing that keeps anything moving in any government is normally when you have this turnover is the staff and the professionals that they hire. When I was elected county controller, my very first day in office, I got the staff together and I said, look, the political situation is the only thing I know of where I am now your boss, but you all know more than I do. And they helped me out to learn the office, and I was there for quite a while. In this case, you've been here less than 2 months. You don't even know what you don't know at this point. And it's not against you guys. Anybody in the same situation would be in the same place. If somebody gave 90-day notice to the resignation, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't keep Tracy here for 90 days just to help you out until you learn more of what's going on. And it's my understanding she still gets paid for that 90 days, so if you hire somebody else, we're paying two people. You know, one that's sitting at home and another, hopefully, that's learning this job. So that's my 2 cents.
Dennis Hatcher-Bick, I thought y'all might want to hear a perspective of somebody that's kind of new to the area. I've been here about 5 years. You know, there's something that brought me to this area, right? So there's been things that have been going on good for the township, I assume, because I wouldn't be here. I like the place. Now, it seems like Tracy's been here for a while, so there's a lot of tacit knowledge there that you can't drop somebody into place, right? 90 days, that's most organizations, you know, like 2 weeks, but there's nothing written in any law saying that you've got to give 2 weeks or the business has to honor that 2 weeks. So if there's, you know, I've been in situations where, because of the nature of the work I do, there's high security that, yes, they'll ask me out the door if I'm leaving. But there's other places, they need that time to do that knowledge transfer, because unless everybody here is in Tracy's head, has been for X number of years she's been here, y'all's not going to know that. So I do agree with the fact that there's probably some time. Is it 90 days? Is it more comfortable 45? I don't think it should be turned over that quick, because it's going to take the next person longer to get up to speed if she doesn't have Tracy there as a key kind of input to help transfer that knowledge. Thank y'all.
Jeff Sawada, I've lived here 45 years. Dealt with Tracy since she's worked here. Never had an issue getting an answer from her. My concern is, okay, she did do the process of she resigned or gave notice. Now, to me, or being in business all my years and even being on the school board of Bordertown, unless there's something that she totally can be, there be proof that she did anything to make us leave or make her leave, that can be understood. But from everything that some fellow township people have said, there is no exact proof that she did something wrong. All she can do is possibly is help us. I mean, I appreciate Lisa and Bill. You got elected. I believe you guys are, you know, we all have the idea that we don't want the township to be built up. But Tracy, or she's knows that from a lot of people. And I think you're giving up a lot of valuable knowledge that could be passed on to another person.
Anyone else? Okay. All right. So we're here, new business here. We need to discuss, deliberate, take action on the resignation submitted by the township manager. Mr. Friska, go ahead.
Why did she resign?
I'm not allowed to discuss personnel matters, as you know.
Okay. Can I read this resignation letter? Is there any reason why I can't do that?
You can read it.
So she says, Dear Board of Supervisors, I hereby submit my 90-day notice ending my employment with Upper Frederick Township as of May 16, 2024. It's clear that the priorities of the new Board of Supervisors do not align with the work I have done for the township to date. During my 90 days at the township, I will do my best to prepare the administrative aspect of the township to be in order for my replacement. I will also share with you a couple of companies that assist municipalities in their search for municipal managers. I wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors. Sincerely, Tracy L. Tackett. So, I guess what's the issue? Why can't we let her stay on for the remainder of her 90 days or until she finds somebody?
So I would say that being new to this and never having been through this, I reached out to another township to ask for some guidance. I believe Bill has reached out as well to additional contacts to get some guidance because we didn't know what to do. We didn't know what the best action was. It was recommended by various people that when a township manager believes they are not in alignment with the Board of Supervisors, that one of the options is to accept their resignation but not allow them to stay on. And during the conversation, I don't know if I'm allowed to release the executive session on Tuesday, we called PSATs, asked for some guidance. And PSATs said, here's what we see. One of their suggestions was send her home Tuesday and have your session on Thursday night. You have to advertise the special meeting. So we followed all the rules. We took some guidance from other townships on what was recommended. And here we are tonight.
So which townships, which various people were we talking about here?
I don't think that's important, Sean.
That's important.
I think it is.
Well, then you should have done some homework, Sean. You should have participated in the executive session. I reached out after the resignation, and I said, I feel we need to act on this immediately. Mm-hmm. Right? Nobody was available. This is Friday afternoon, Friday evening. Mm-hmm. So we go through Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Nobody's available. Come Monday, nobody's available. So
Monday,
I worked.
Monday was a holiday.
Monday was a holiday. So I worked the overnights programming. So there's only so many days I can go ahead and block. So we all agree.
The personnel issue is of utmost importance.
My goodness, yes.
Especially when it's our township manager, it's of utmost important to have a discussion about it.
What were some of the other reasons that were given from these townships?
We're not allowed to discuss that.
They just said that this is what they normally.
But y'all are able to say that there's this one that y'all are following.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I misunderstand what you said? I'm sorry, Mr. Hatcher.
What are some of the options that the townships recommended that y'all could take instead of immediate termination?
You could abide by the resignation letter and wait the 90-day period.
Okay, so just the two options, either immediate termination or let it play through. I guess a third until they found the replacement. Mm-hmm.
I mean, another option would be if, I don't know, if you somehow convince her to stay.
If she's not in alignment with the board, why would I do that? The problem is this, she's a hired official, we're elected officials. So if she's not in alignment with us.
Well, I think she's probably more just not in alignment with you. But
and that's okay.
That's a totally different thing.
But the problem is, I'm an elected official.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what we're here to do is to accept this resignation letter. So do I have a motion to accept the resignation?
You're not getting it from me.
Didn't expect.
I mean, you don't want to accept her resignation?
I don't. I mean, if we're talking about accepting her resignation, if she wants to resign, that's her business. But I don't think that it's wise to terminate her right now. Like, I think you should find somebody because I think you're opening up a big can of worms. Like, you're leaving a lot of stuff floating in the wind.
I don't think it's smart.
Ken, this isn't a termination. This is accepting a resignation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So nobody's terminating anyone.
Right.
He's saying
just not using the 90 days as provided by the contract.
Using
the township is fulfilling their role by paying 90 days of salary per agreement. So no termination here. This is somebody who electively chose to. I think Tracy did a good job myself. She's not part of the team. She chose not to be on it. I see that's up to the board. Elections have consequences. This election wasn't won by one or two votes. It's by 10%. So you can, you know, there's a lot of elections I'd like to do over, but, you know, it's done. The sour grapes have to end. Let's do the business of the township.
So there are clearly two different motions. One would be to accept the resignation, and then the second would be to consider whether she stays on for the 90 days or whether she doesn't.
Yeah.
And then the third thing is actually number two on the agenda is they'll get started on a search to find an interim or a replacement.
I make a motion to accept Tracy Tackett's resignation.
Well, effective immediately? Ms. Fisher, is that what you're saying? Effective immediately?
I was following Ken. He said two motions.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm following Ken.
Okay. I second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Johnny, that's a no.
You don't accept her resignation. That was all the motion was. No timeline.
No, that's fine.
It's fine. I have a question. Do you have an idea of what the position does and know what to ask the new people that you'd be interviewing? I mean, you know everything, basically, what Tracy did, all the state paperwork that was filed.
So, Mr. Zawad, what I'm going to tell you is public comment period's over for that.
I apologize.
This was just to accept the resignation. As far as our knowledge here, I think both of us being in the corporate world have various sets of skills here. Am I going to tell you I know how to write a grant? I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to tell you that I don't think we can find someone else who can. Again, I didn't ask for the resignation. I'm simply accepting the resignation. That's all it is.
We do have a couple, this is more related to item two on the agenda.
Right.
We have a couple organizations. We've actually reached out to three that specialize in replacing township managers, providing interims and replacing. So we've reached out to three. One has responded, one has not, and one declined, saying they were too busy. So,
okay.
So we are taking action and trying to make sure that we find a suitable replacement for our township.
Realistic question.
Oh, hell, forgot another point. You know, we were talking about this executive session. Why couldn't we have the executive session, like, tonight, now? Like, why did it have to be Tuesday? And everybody knew I was going to be at work. Like those days. So
all you had to do is call him for 5 minutes.
You were talking about having a meeting, and I'm in the middle of.
We did ask you to call it, and even Ken tried to call you.
I made it clear that I wasn't available.
Okay. So as an elected official, I made an obligation to this community to make myself available if an emergency arises.
It wasn't an emergency. We're talking about a 90-day notice.
In your opinion, it wasn't, Sean, but according to two other people, it was.
Okay.
Again, that action's over with now.
Fair enough.
Okay. Number two, we're going to discuss and take action on retaining an individual or company to locate interim or permanent township manager. I reached out to Keystone, which was again offered to us by PSATs from the state. I did get some documentation, a proposal back from them. We discussed a little bit, and Lafayette I did not hear back from.
And Lafayette was the one that Tracy recommended.
Sure.
But that's, they are a township manager.
Search
firm.
Sure. Yeah. And provide interim managers on a as-needed basis. And that's in there as well.
Am I allowed to ask the question how much of a percentage it's going to cost the township to use those companies?
Can't give you a percentage, but I believe the one figure was
you will know that when it happens. Like at this point in time, they're still investigating and doing due diligence. with regard to a personnel matter. They would have to, at a public meeting, have it on the agenda, have it discussed, and vote to engage such a company and expend township money. So at this point, the answer is we don't know.
No.
We have some preliminary information. They have some preliminary information, but
right.
that'll be at a different date, and I suspect it, and recommend that it be soon.
Absolutely.
And it may be the first meeting in March, which is usually your work session, and I don't even know if you regularly conduct business, but it would seem to me that could be on your agenda for the work session.
Sure.
So as early as
13 days.
Two weeks?
It's 13 days.
Yeah, it's roughly almost 2 weeks. I would think we would want to allocate some type of funds for the search.
I think it's 2 weeks from yesterday.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, it is that late, the 6th, okay. Yep, mm-hmm. 2 weeks from yesterday.
Okay.
So I don't know that any action is required on that item number 2. I mean, you will continue to investigate,
right, we're still looking,
whatever, and at the next meeting, you will make recommendation, presumably, and vote to expend the money to retain one of those two or some other entity.
Okay. Okay, so
back to, I guess hanging out there is the issue of you've accepted the resignation. She says she will work for 90 more days. If you don't want her to work for 90 more days, I think you have to hit that head on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, and I just make a comment because I know some people, have varying opinions. Tracy has been nothing but professional and helpful to me. I've spent hours with her gaining information from her, and she's been teaching me along with me having to go to PSAT. So I'm very thankful for all the time she has spent with me going over the budget, as well as attending our special meetings that we had in January. But I still, related to her not feeling that she's aligned with the current Board of Supervisors, that does cause me a little bit of angst. So I make a motion that we allow her to be paid for her 90 days, but I make a motion that her final termination date is tonight, end of service.
Again, I would be careful with the term termination.
See, because we're not terminating her, end of...
You're just having her not show up.
Her last date of service in the building.
Duty in the building.
Duty in the building.
It was February the 16th, I guess, February 16th. So she'll be compensated and not have to... attend work for the 90-day period.
Yes, sure. She will be compensated.
Is that your motion?
That's my motion.
As fragmented as it was.
Who knew how hard it would be to make a motion? No. Would you like me to restate that, Ken?
No. Okay.
Because you are right. I don't want to say that word, but I do make a motion that, along with accepting her resignation, that the last day in the facility was Tuesday the 20th. Tuesday the 20th.
Okay, do we have a second? My second. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's a no.
Okay. Upcoming meetings. Park Board meeting February 27, 2024 at 7 p.m. Planning Commission meeting February 29th, 2024 at 7 p.m. Community announcements. We need any suggestions for the suggestion box for Community Day and other events. Ray Monto, sign up to receive emergency alerts. Make a motion to adjourn the meeting. We have a second.
Can I make one comment?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I just have one request. I would prefer, and I think lots of other people would, if you could keep your infighting to the executive sessions, because I think if we wanted to watch a reality show, we'd stay home and watch TV. Thanks.
I appreciate that. Make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye.